30 minutes or so, absolutely no agenda, and working on the second glass of whatever. That's when the evening gets interesting, when the stories and thoughts just come, like a work week too full that tips over, and the pent-up laughter pours out. These are the unguarded thoughts and opinions, the anecdotes and antics, the conversations that just plain happen on a Thursday night, when you're two beers in. Now, here are the hosts of Two Beers In, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Why won't that work? I don't know why.
I've got this all perfect.
Except it's not plugged in.
Are you sure you're in IT? Shut up.
This is something different, all right?
Well, you know, because we usually have a person sitting there to, you know, when you say, all right, check your mic, and they'll go check, check, check. But there's no one sitting there that we can see.
That we can see.
Hi, Jessica.
That's not good. I shouldn't do that.
Hey, turn the light on.
Oh.
Because we're here now.
We are here.
Bam. Yay. Lights on.
Yeah. I'm going to make a little C and put it in the front so it's Con Air.
Con Air.
then everybody would be expecting Nicolas Cage to show up.
He's probably free.
And things
are... Yeah. Yeah, what else? He got nothing else going on.
Nicely played, sir.
Thank you. And with that, you're listening to Two Beers In. I'm one of your hosts, Brett Weaver, and I'm enjoying... Wait. Those of you who have been keeping score...
Wait.
I'm actually drinking a beer, which is a Live Oak Berliner Weiss here at the...
The Aristocrat.
The Aristocrat.
Kinko below belt.
Wow. What's the alcohol content in that puppy?
I shouldn't have taken those lewds before walking in.
I'm Monica, your co-host, and I shouldn't talk because I've already had one beer. It's from the same people who produced Fireman's Four.
Okay.
Is it a London Homesick?
You know, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It had like a long name. It was too long to remember.
It's not important.
But on deck, I've got Argos Apple Bomb.
Bomb.
I made the mistake of having two Apple Bombs last time we recorded.
Yeah.
And it threw my alkaline level just completely out of whack. And I spent a very restless night with hiccups.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And just tossing and turning in bed all night.
Well, then so, don't do that.
I'm not. Which is why I had the other unnamed beer from Fireman's Ford.
That Ford. Guy.
Yeah.
And Doug's here. Doug, what are you having?
I'm having a London Homesick. That's why.
That's why.
Hey.
And that is from Oasis, so that's why I was asking.
Right. The band? I thought they're still fighting.
Oasis is fighting, but they brew beer in Austin for some
beer.
Reason.
Good. Yeah. Good for them.
Can't stay together as a band, but they can brew a really nice beer.
So last time we were here, we had touched on a lot of different subjects.
Yes.
And they became so entertaining that I wrote some of them down.
Okay.
And they make absolutely no sense to me now whatsoever.
Fantastic.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld when he wakes up in the middle of the night and writes down full hell monenterval and shows it to other people and says,
Do you know what
does that mean?
And
nobody has any idea what it means. So tell me, nitrous hallucinations.
That's not me.
Sounds like a dental thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It was that.
Well, you had gotten your teeth, and you had a difficulty. You're afraid of the doctor.
I'm afraid of dentistry,
and
yes.
And was it... It wasn't Andrew. It was somebody that was here that's not usually here that talked about going and having nitrous...
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Well, there was something about ginseng hunters.
Yes, that was the show that takes place in like West Virginia.
Okay, so while EK was under the influence of nitrous, was she watching an episode of Ginseng Hunters?
It was something like that. There was a callback to people trying to find something, and it reminded somebody of Ginseng Hunters.
Yes, and we were like, we need more of that.
Yeah,
more nitrous hallucinations, yeah, or more exactly. Programs like Ginseng Hunters.
Yes.
So get on that.
Yeah.
So I had written down the note Appalachian Mountains.
Yes.
Because it reminded me of when I lived in Martinsville, Virginia, or the time of my life that I like to refer to as the dark night of my soul.
You liked it.
I was lonely. Oh, I was a stranger in a strange land, believe me. But there was one occasion, one Thanksgiving, when some people at the station offered me the opportunity to visit a little mountain cabin. Like they were just having sort of an orphan's meal at this mountain cabin.
Cabin in the woods.
I've seen this movie. I don't like the sound of how the story's going.
Was there a skin-covered book and a dude with a chainsaw on his
almost,
arm?
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. So I invited my city boy friend, Gary, to join me on this little excursion because I did not want to go alone.
No.
So we're all riding up together, and as we ride up to this little town and this cabin out there in the hinterlands of Virginia, they said, okay, you might want to just look directly ahead and not be interested in anything outside the windows. Don't roll down the windows, for God's sakes. And we were kind of like, well, it's 20 degrees outside, so that's not an option. They said, well, just keep looking straight ahead.
White walkers.
And they said, why? And they said, well, this is moonshine territory.
Yeah.
And they might consider us as revenuers.
Yes.
And we was kind of like, what? And so we made it up to the cabin. We enjoyed a delightful meal where everybody brings something.
Was there moonshine?
There was not moonshine.
What kind of bullshit is that?
I know.
But she brought her Hetfield's Rocks t-shirt.
Yeah.
But after the meal was over, it was the strangest thing where all the men stood up and said, all right, and they proceeded to retire to another room while the women remained in the room where we had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And a little while later, my friend Gary, I see him kind of peeking around the corner and looking at me, kind of like, come here. So I go over and I say, oh, what's up? And he said, what are y'all talking about? And I kind of rolled my eyes and said, shoes. I've never been one of those women who has a penchant for shoes.
No.
Shoes are very utilitarian
sure.
for me, and that's it. And I said, why? What are you guys talking about? And he cautiously looked in the other room and then looked back at me and said very nervously, log splitters? And I knew he was entirely out of his element, being from the big city of Greensboro.
Whoa, hey now.
And I said, do you want to go for a walk? And he said, it's 20 degrees out there. It's probably even colder by now. And we both looked back at our respective rooms, and he said, I'll get my coat. But, I mean, that's how it was. I mean, I've always described my experience in Martinsville as a step back into time. Because... Mm. Those people, you know, I considered Greensboro as kind of slow moving. These people were going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh.
They were getting younger as you watched.
Pretty much. I was asked to speak at Career Day at the high school.
Oh, man.
And I had a presentation all
set. Did you know anything about chicken plucking?
No, no, I was supposed to talk about radio.
Huh.
And my presentation had air checks from all the... Whoop, I kind of bumped the mic a little.
How dare you?
Had all of these little snippets of stations that you could hear from Martinsville, Virginia.
Uh-huh, both
like
of them.
Like WLS in Chicago and WNYC in New York. I mean,
sure.
On a good clear night on the AM dial.
Sure.
You could pick up all these places, yeah. Exciting places. The guidance counselor pulled me aside before my presentation and she said, "You just remind the children that if they want to go into broadcasting, that's something they can do right here in Henry County and they don't need to go nowhere." And so I pretty much got in the front of the room and said, "Run.
Get out.
Run.
Run.
You don't want to be here."
This is a town that banned the film Norma Rae because they didn't want the furniture factories getting any ideas about unions.
Oh,
yeah, it was a sad, sad time.
And because of that, they're still open today.
Probably.
Many of them
are
yes,
gone.
Many of them are gone. But that was my story from the mountains of Virginia. Woo.
The only closest one I've got to that was going to EK's family reunion at Jekyll Island.
In Georgia?
In Georgia.
I love Jekyll Island.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was very much blue blood families. This is like Sam Nunn is somewhere. The Senator Sam Nunn, somewhere connected in there. And he had just retired. So we're like, oh, yeah, look at there he is.
Oh.
And so, but EK was very nervous going because he was like, these are rich, Brett, these are rich society people. I've never felt comfortable with them. It's just weird. And I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be great.
Brett, please.
She
Brett,
goes, why?
Brett,
I go,
please.
I go, you know what, baby? You just have to decide that it's going to be okay. And I mean, and of course, you know, her mother, Melissa, is kind of like, oh, dear, you know. And Sandy, her father, is kind of like, all right, let's see what's going to go on. Because he's so low-key, such a low-key rocket scientist mayor, you know, that, and I'm like, he goes, what do you get? I'm not going to do anything. I don't care. That's the thing I said to EK is like, all you have to do is not care and it's going to be fine. And so we go in and sure enough, it was these quiet, kind of slightly snooty people that I didn't care. And they were like, wait, who's this guy? And
shouldn't he care?
The cousin that she didn't really like because he was like the douchebag cousin immediately came up and was like, what? Oh, EK. And I'm like, hi, I'm her husband. And he's like, oh, wait, I heard you do something. I'm like, yeah, I do.
I heard voices. You do something.
Yeah, you're, I was like, yeah, I do voices on cartoons and video games. Oh my God, everybody. And suddenly, like, we need to go have drinks. No, we don't. I don't. We're going to go back to the house and then we're going to hang out. If you want to come over, we're going to be hanging out on the porch. But and then she's going, oh, this wasn't bad at all. Told you. But yeah, Jekyll Island. I'm like, huh, wait, isn't this where they created the monetary fund? National Bank. I can't wait. Doug, you should know this.
You would think, but I've heard of Jekyll Island. I'm not connecting it with that, though.
It's where the banking system.
Which one? The one that Andrew Jackson shut down?
Alexander Hamilton's?
Yeah. Or the 1904 one.
The 1904
one. The 1904 one.
Yeah.
That fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all super secret, and they came, the Rothschilds and all of those guys came down.
The Vanderbilts.
The Roosevelt's.
Yeah, the only way you were going to get anything really done was to keep it out of the press. Because, man, there's a lot
of interest
against
it. That's the place
to
do it back then.
They took their yachts down
yeah.
and went to that island. That's where their summer or winter homes. I don't know. But it was amazing because you would think it'd be like a resort, but it was like the coolest old style resort possible. So there's the main hotel, which is 3 stories tall and all wood built, and
yeah,
central court with badminton and that kind of thing. And then further out are these Victorian style homes, 2 stories, that are like amazing or slightly falling apart. But then they're all owned by this island now. And so you can stay there. And I don't want to know how much that costs. Luckily, my in-laws were like, no, we got it. We're going to sit in that, you know, we're going to go do fun things.
My family vacationed.
You married up.
I did.
My family vacationed on Jekyll Island one summer. Instead of going to Atlantic City, we ended up in Jekyll Island.
Huh.
I don't remember much about it, except maybe the bugs.
There are definitely bugs. The kitties were very nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have pictures. I'll take them out right now and show them
Thank
to you.
Thank you. Oh, that's so
Because that's perfect on
interesting.
Air.
Interesting.
Look, this is a cat,
right.
And this is a cat. This is another cat.
It's not like the Hemingway cats where you can at least point to one and say, look, count the toes.
Yeah.
There are 6 toes on that paw.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Has everybody turned off now?
All right, tell me what this means. Hit the road, preschool teacher.
Oh, that's when I was the preschool teacher. And the way I got the kids out of the room once the parents showed up.
Oh, okay.
Was to tell the kids, hey, look, everybody, Johnny's mom's here. Everybody say bye to Johnny. And they're like, bye, Johnny. Hit the road.
Did you actually teach the kids to say hit
yes,
the road?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And the parents are like, oh, you mean now? Yes, you're leaving. You are leaving now. That's not a joke. You are actually leaving. And so it'd always be funny. It was first funny for them because they would be surprised.
Yes.
And then it was funny for me because they go, oh, you're serious. Yes. Your kid is leaving now. It's all wrapped up. You're out of here.
That's like me teaching that little 6-year-old who played my daughter in Cinderella to say, work with me, people, work with me. Because she said she wanted to be a director. And I said, if you want to be a director,
you have to
there's
say.
One phrase you must learn.
Work with me.
And you have to slap your hand on your other hand like
yes.
that. And you have to say, work with me, people, work with me.
Yeah.
And then I met her mother, like, dress rehearsal night when we were all at the theater together. And she said, oh, you play my daughter's mother on stage. And I said, yes. And she said, are you the one who taught her work with me, people? Like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Is it working?
How's that working out?
Yeah. Nice. My, it's too bad that Valerie's not here because she was also a preschool teacher with me. That's where we met.
Oh.
Was there. And we used to have, she had younger kids and I'd had like 1 year later. And so a lot of the times at the end of the day, we'd just go play, basically all play together.
Yeah.
And as we're out there, one of the kids was looking up and saw a jet coming over. And he's like, Mr. Brad, look, there's smoke coming out of the back of that plane. I'm like, well, no, that's not actually smoke. What that is water that's called condensation, and it makes a trail. It's called a vapor trail. He goes, oh, 3 and a half years old.
Wow.
And I would talk because my expectation is, well, they'll either get it or they won't, right? And 10 minutes later, the parents show up to pick up, and he goes, look, Mommy, a vapor trail. And the mom's like, what? How did you? I was like, yeah, fist bump.
He's in the advanced grade now.
Yeah, that's right.
And today that kid is the pilot.
Yeah. No, what's funny.
Did a barrel roll over Puget Sound.
But
no.
this same kid was the one was like, Mommy, I want to go to the Shelifapaw. And we're like, the what? The Shelifapaw. I want to go to the Shelifapaw. And like, what? He goes, the Shelifapaw. We go, you mean the fellowship hall? We're like, are you teaching this kid French? I mean, the chalet fait pas.
That's I almost want to trademark that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happens when you're dyslexic with an entire syllable?
Yeah.
I've known actors like
yeah.
that.
That was me last week.
I've been on stage with actors like that who said, I can't wait to try your sweet torpedo pie. It's kind of like, sweet torpedo pie. And it makes you get a crick in your neck because you're standing there and you're going,
what?
Everybody, like, Scooby-Doo look.
Is it really? It's like, and you're saying your next line, but the whole time you're thinking,
you're like, terpater.
Sweet terpater
pie. Sweet terpater.
Wow. What's next? The furry with a syringe on top? What the?
I know what that's from. Yeah. I sang that.
I did for 4 months.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a Led Zeppelin song like that.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, the Traveling Riverside Blues, where he's supposed to be saying, it's been a long time since my baby's been gone. And he says, it's a long time since my baby's been gone. And they didn't put it on any album for the longest time, but when they did like a collection, it was the best thing that Jimmy Page could
Gimbon.
Buy.
Gimbon.
So, yeah, the baby Gimbon.
All right, explain this one. John Woo version of Little Bunny Foo Foo.
Oh, that's the thing that I would teach the kids. to teach the kids doing Little Bunny Foo Foo instead of, I was like, but let's do the John Woo ultraviolet version, which is Little Bunny Foo Foo hopping through the floor, snatching up the field, like, and we got, and a fairy came down and said, Little Bunny Foo Foo, I don't want to see you snatching up the field. And it was great because the kids would be like,
they'd be all Lewis Black about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Finger two. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Any feedback from that?
What?
Parent
from like parents?
Parental feedback?
No. Oh, okay. I was big and handsome and young. They didn't care. They're like, there's a guy here that's positive and funny, and my kids love him. No, I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, God.
Because I was like, you're underpaying me as it is. How do you think I'm going to react?
Weed food.
Slab barbecue.
Slab barbecue, burn it in 183.
Yeah, it's weed food.
It's weed food.
Yes. Yes, it is. Let me put it this way. It's a jalapeno cheddar bun with pulled pork on top, queso, Fritos, bun on top. That is weed food.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is weed food.
They have nachos with shredded beef on top and the queso and the jalapenos. It's weed food.
You know, we talk about food a lot on the show.
Well, I wonder why.
But I made the mistake of buying the wrong barbecue sauce yesterday. And when I had it on my... some chicken.
Okay.
And the moment I tasted it, I was like, oh, nope. I so want to take this back.
Yeah. Too oniony, too.
No.
Was it like the Northeast sweet barbecue sauce
was
or
like,
something?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, ketchup-y?
Yes.
Brown ketchup?
Exactly. Yeah. It was like Cattleman's sweet.
Yeah, no.
But
it was
kind of like, why didn't I spring for Salt Lick or...
Sure. Why not? Or even Stubbs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me, I need to pick up some barbecue sauce on the way home. So I have some chicken. And I was
I'm
like,
so
oh,
curious.
Yeah, I can make some. Do that. Yeah. Oh, what's bad for me is going, you know, the good thing about Texas barbecue is you don't really need barbecue sauce.
No.
But if they do have it, I've tried it. There's a couple places around here that I love their barbecue. And their sauce is just oniony. And I'm like, no, this is not. And, you know, and I'm friendly with the owner. And I'm like, yeah, I don't eat your barbecue sauce.
A lot of times there are places where they offer me condiments for French fries. And I'm like, no. No. Why? Your fries are good. Why would I want to
sully them?
Yes. With a condiment.
And it's true. It's the theory of like Taco Bell where you put 17 sauces on it.
Doesn't
because
matter.
That'll kill the taste of whatever the taco tastes like.
Right.
You know? Well, I wouldn't know because I've never eaten a Taco Bell.
Never.
The record still stands.
It's been right 15, yes. 16 years since the last time I ate a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Doug's like, it's what time
Sorry.
Is it?
Sorry.
He's like, yeah.
I've never run for the border.
Or run for the bathroom.
I've never held the chalupa.
Now, ask me if I've had the two tacos from Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box?
Yeah. Also weed
food. Weed food.
Yeah, right. Also weed food.
I mean, they built a whole campaign around that,
yep.
Which was very brave of them. But it's kind of like, oh, man, I mean, high five, Jack. You guys found your niche, and you put those commercials on right at the right time.
My favorite tweet on that was Taco Bell. Somebody tweeted at Taco Bell, hey, it's National 420 Day. I bet you guys are going to make a lot of money today. And they responded back, we make a lot of money every day.
That's right. Good answer.
Yeah.
So, other than the Shades of Grey soundtrack.
This is almost like the remix. This is like,
yeah.
This is a clip show.
Shades of Grey soundtrack.
Shades of Grey soundtrack.
I think it had to do with more nitrous hallucination conversation.
That or
that one's a mystery.
It's either, yeah, that one. It's either that or me talking about the...
I can't imagine it having anything to do with your preschool
experience. God, I hope
and
not.
And I'm hoping...
That would explain the arrest.
Maybe it was the bicycle. There's that bike park that I went to out in Smithville that had that... Remember me doing the video?
Yes.
Of that? That was called 50 Shades of Grey. And maybe it's like, this is the soundtrack. It's basically falling downstairs. That's the whole soundtrack. Because that thing got ridiculous. It's like it's a raised track that's made out of wood that looks like a roller coaster that people get on their bicycle and ride on.
Interesting.
And there's even smaller like widths that you can go on. I started looking. I did a YouTube down the rabbit hole, and that was one where I was like, how do you even do that? And I saw one where the guy, he's basically practicing over and over and over again, trying to get better at doing this thing and coming to these spots where it is maybe 6 inches wide, the track itself that's raised up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm like, nope.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Not,
like
not
I said, you have to be 16 and really, really dumb to do this.
Kind of like.
I'm neither one of those.
Kind of like scooter people now?
Yes.
Jeez.
Not even the scooter people, the foot.
Are we talking 80-year-old scooter people or
8-year-old?
No, we're talking the ones that
we're
are on the...
We're talking the new...
It's not scooter. That's not what we're...
No,
we're, it's... But it's the where you stand on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what is that called? The original... it's like a skateboard
it's
with
like
the thing on top.
Zip. Or
I don't
something.
Know what it's called. But they're going through they're
downtown. You guys are old to be talking they're, about this.
No, they're everywhere now in downtown Austin.
Yeah. They're rentals.
And they're annoying as hell.
Yeah.
Because apparently when you rent them, they say, now remember, you need a helmet, and insurance won't cover any accidents.
Yeah.
And roads that apply to bicycles apply to you. Well, nobody bothers to read that. They just pay for the scooter,
and
they jump on, and they're
going
off.
Through
and you have to be over 18 in order to... And nobody's paying attention to that rule either.
No.
And last Sunday, coming back from church and heading to Mopac, I had to wait for an entire line of 7 scooters to get out of my lane before I could get into the lane to turn. And once I turned, who did I come upon immediately? One of those bicycling pub crawl machines. And it's kind of like, really? Hey, remember when streets were made for cars?
Yeah. It's the new version of Critical Mass is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was a bicycle group that would occasionally, a ton of them, like 200 to 300 people on bicycles, would take over a road and basically say, this is ours. You guys need to respect us by us doing something really stupid on the road. And we don't pay attention to stoplights. You just, because there's a lot of us. You need to,
that's,
you know,
right.
Like,
it's our right of way because of critical mass.
And that kind of went away once they took over 35 one time.
Yeah.
That they went to the upper level on 35, and the cops went, that's it.
That's it.
That's
fun's
it.
Fun's over.
Everybody's going to jail.
Yeah, sounds like.
Made me feel happy.
Well, hey, when we were in Amsterdam, did you see that bicycle garage that was like 8 stories high?
No.
Oh, I wish I had thought to find that for you. But there's this enormous square building, and it's just a bicycle garage. That's it. It's nothing but a bicycle garage, and it's bigger than most of the car garages you've ever seen.
That makes me happy. That makes me happy.
It's really amazing.
Makes me happy.
They should stay there.
No. Well, the thing, it's just like anything. As long as there, the rules are set in place, and people are fine, it's fine.
Yeah.
But as soon as, but like the issue that we have here in Austin is either you have cyclists that think that they're
above the law.
They're above
like
the law.
Like Steven Seagal
Not
or something.
All of them, but the just enough assholes.
Yeah.
Or people in cars who think the roads belong to them. Which they don't. Yes.
All right.
Just like, you know. But because I'm a person that does both. And the thing that I say is main roads are for cars. If you got a side street, that's for bikes. So just go on the side street. Well, no, I have a right to be on this main road. But you're a dick then. So go on the side road and you'll be fine.
Dick on a bike.
Dick on a bike. Dick on a bike, yeah.
Darwin will take care of you.
Yes.
Welcome, Hood Orderman.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome, organ donor. And with that note,
yes.
We've come to an end of Two Beers In.
Aww.
With a crash.
Yes. Oh, God. My coccyx.
Better get some medicine for it.
So I am Brett Weaver. Please visit us and subscribe on iTunes. And if you are able, leave a review because that's how people find out more about us.
Really?
And I can say the same thing of Google Play.
Wow.
And also of the Stitcher app as well.
Wow.
We are on all three of those.
All three apps that other people aren't allowed on.
Yes. Or you can come to our website, weightlesspod.com, where you will find Two Beers In, two other shows, and some scripted dramas that we did, radio dramas that are up. That are a lot of fun to listen to. And I don't know what else. That's it. That's all I got. So I was drinking Berliner Weiss, and we're at the Aristocrat Lounge.
I'm Monica Ballard. I don't remember the name of the beer that I had. But it's from the makers of same people who... it was from Fourth Tap.
Is it Fourth Tap?
It was Fourth Tap, yeah. I was wrong. About Fireman's Four.
Was it a
I knew it had
it?
A number four.
There's a four in
there's
it.
There's a four in it.
Get the beer that has the number four in it.
And the really long name, like, you won't remember this beer.
Is it a Can
four.
You Dig It?
You won't remember this beer.
No?
Four. Yeah. And an Argos apple balm.
Apple balm.
For dessert.
Yes. Doug.
Doug.
I'm Doug, and I've been drinking a London Homesick, an English ale by Oasis.
Which, by the way, I think that
not a band.
London Homesick Blues should be the Texas State song. That's what I've always thought.
Okay.
Just because I like it better than Texas, our Tex. Yes, so please visit us. We're glad you visited us and visit.
Nicely spoke.
Cool. See you next time.